Now, the next step you want to dive into after you've developed that foundation, really gaining your confidence and looking at your entire portfolio of things that you've done in your life that you are proud of, your accomplishments. Now you've put measurements to them, right? So you've developed that foundation and are ready to leap forward. Now you want to focus on the dialogue. And that's really the next step in the leadership system that I teach. And all that really means is first taking a step back and recognizing that your dialogue is not just in when you're speaking. Your dialogue is also everywhere in the way you walk, the way you dress, the way you present yourself, your body language, and your inner thoughts. So a lot of times we as women feel like, I really should have said that better, or I didn't come off as confident as I could have. I was not really on solid ground. I sounded a little shaky. We're always second guessing ourselves over and over again, wanting a redo, wanting a repeat of what we had just said. And the truth is if you really just look at that in its purest form, the reason why we feel that we didn't come across as confident as we are, or we feel as we could have been, is because our inner thoughts were not aligned with what we were saying. So what does that really mean? It's about your inner thoughts are what dictates everything else. Once you change the thoughts that are in your mind in any given situation, you know, if you're walking into a meeting with someone or a lunch date or an interview, whatever that might be, just really taking one step at a time, literally going into that situation beforehand, aligning your thoughts with exactly what you bring to that conversation or to that opportunity. Now, you've done all the work in the previous step, right? And that's really why we focus so much on it. And you want to focus so much on it to really nail that down. But once you've really believed and owned it, then all you need to do is get very clear in your inner thoughts, right? Just shifting them before you enter into the next situation. And that could just be as easy as just going to work on a Monday morning, right? Your weekend has been great. You had a great time with friends and family. Now you're going into a work situation maybe you're not so crazy about, but you still feel that you deserve to be there. You still feel like you have a lot to offer, and you know you're not going to be stuck in where you are. You still have a future and a vision of where you're headed. So what do you do in the meantime? Well, you want to get past maybe just the next day at work because you know you're on a tough project and you're going to be thrown some curveballs. How do you handle that? Well, in your mind, you literally adjust your inner thoughts with exactly what makes you credible in that situation and what you can contribute. Now, the problem is if your thoughts actually don't believe that, if you actually don't believe that, but you know how to dress, you know how to look presentable, you know how to fake it, quote unquote, right? You know how to just get through the day. You think everything is fine, even though inside you might not be feeling as confident. That doesn't work. And that's really the heart of it. Your inner thoughts dictate your external behavior and your external voice and even your email and your writing. Everything comes from the inside, right? So you just really need to own and confidently believe in what you're contributing to that situation. Because if you don't feel confident and you feel a little weak in certain areas, people can sense that. People know that. They can feel it. They can see it. It comes out in everywhere. And so that's why the dialogue areas are so important, and really recognizing how you communicate in all those different areas, not just with your voice, through your email communication, through any professional business documents that you're writing, how you're walking, your inner thoughts, how your inner thoughts are aligned that morning, and how that's going to dictate the rest of your day. Now let's talk about where your voice is always present. It's in your phone conversations. It's in speaking. whether it be to a large audience or even in a meeting or in a lunch group, right? Casual chit-chat when you're just running into people. It's even when you're on professional sites like LinkedIn, if you're contributing to a discussion, really putting your best voice forward, right? Putting your best thoughts forward and getting those down on online forums or discussions that you might want to participate in self-promote mode, right, that we talked about earlier. Your email style, your business documents, and as we said earlier, your personal appearance. So really covering that consistency in every area of your life where your communication comes shining through very loud and clear. The message really being your internal dialogue is your external dialogue. And I'll repeat that again. Your internal dialogue is your external dialogue. Another area of communication which I'd like to point out here, which is also really key, especially to us women, is when accepting a compliment. Now, it may seem really trivial if you're the type of person that shoos away compliments or downgrades them or just doesn't even really give them much weight when someone gives you a compliment, regardless of what it is, if it's a big one, if it's a little one, if it's with your personal appearance, your work, whatever it is. Get into the habit of accepting them, imbibing them, and receiving that energy and that vibe that someone gives you, because it is a gift. And once you become very self-aware of all that you are, right, you own that compliment. You received it for a reason. It sounds a bit, trivial in a way, because a compliment is just a simple thing that someone says to you and you can either choose to accept it or not, and end of story. It's not. We as women need to be very self-aware on why we are getting the compliments that we have received. We have to be very self-aware on the work and the accomplishments that we ourselves have done. Compliments are just the same thing as self-promotion that we talked about earlier, except they're coming from other people and their gifts. And that energy that they're sending to you and they're giving to you in the form of a compliment is basically shining a spotlight on you yet again, in a self-promote mode way of thinking, right? Only it's coming from someone outside, where you say thank you, but you really mean it and you really own it. And you are, in your own way, on a very personal and heartfelt way, are accepting that and yet again acknowledging everything that you are and what you do brilliantly. And so compliments are so, so key and part of the dialogue and the communication. Is it the external communication? Absolutely not. It's part of the internal thoughts, your internal communication. And that, again, is what propagates and what presents itself externally to others through all the things that I spoke of earlier. So, so key. Let's now just spend a moment talking about how you sound in breathing. A lot of us women do not talk from a deep place in terms of our breathing. When we talk, we may be very high-pitched and high-toned. And maybe this isn't you, and that's fine if it's not, but it's from what I've noticed with many people. It's what I used to do. When someone asks you a question or you're in a conversation, business-related, let's use that as an example, because if it were a personal one, you'd probably be at ease. If someone's asking you a question that's business-related, I want you to try this technique. I want you to answer. And before you actually respond, I want you to breathe in from your chest. Okay? Breathe in from your chest and exhale deep when you answer that question. Okay? Breathing in deep and answering that question from your chest, not from a high-pitched, quick-witted, quick-responding, light breathing place. And the reason I say that is because when you actually breathe and respond and answer in a place that comes from your chest, you're actually more grounded, you're more confident, you're more certain of what you know, versus a very light, high-pitched, exactly clear on exactly what you're saying, because it's so quickly coming out and streaming versus coming from your chest, which is more grounded and adds more weight. And it will just completely change even in the little casual encounters that you have when you just try that, it will really change how your communication is presented and received by someone else. It's a little thing you can completely tweak, and you could practice even on friends, but give it a try. It really does contribute to the dialogue and the confidence that you really want to convey, because you've done all the homework and you know that you have it in you, right? So it's the speaking and the breathing that really, really does make a difference.